Welcome to evening prayer on Wednesday, the 29th of July. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my crag, my fortress, and my deliverer. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God for help. He heard my voice in his temple, and my cry came to his ears. He parted the heavens and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet. He rode up the cherubim and flew. He came flying on the winds of the wind. He made darkness his covering round about him, dark waters and thick clouds his pavilion. From the brightness of his presence through the clouds burst hailstones of coal and fire. The Lord also thundered out of heaven. The Most High uttered his voice with hailstones and coals of fire. For you will save a lowly people and bring down the high locks of the proud. You also shall light my candle. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. As for God, his way is perfect, and the word of the Lord is tied in the fire. He is a shield to all who trust him. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us, to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 11. The Lord's throne is in heaven. In the Lord I have taken refuge. How then can you say to me, flee like a bird to the hills? For see how the wicked bend the bow, to fit their arrows to the string, to shoot from the shadows at the true of heart. When the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try every mortal being. The Lord tries the righteous as well as the wicked, but those who delight in violence his soul abhors. Upon the wicked he shall rain coals of fire and burning sulphur. Scorching wind shall be their poison to drink. For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteous deeds, and those who are upright shall behold his face. The Lord's throne is in heaven. God of heaven, when the foundations are shaken and there is no escape, test us, but not to destruction. Look on the face of your anointed and heal us in Jesus Christ, your Son. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. For I am always with you, and hold me by your right hand, and afterwards receive me with glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Tonight, let us pray and think and give thanks for all the animals in our life that you have blessed us with, O Lord. From the pigeons in the street to our pets who sleep on our knee, thank you for the gifts of creation that animal brings into our lives. And we pray for our animal presence to continue to touch those who need company around the world tonight. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.